hard as that is to accept, that's what God's doing. And now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant. And I have given him also the wild animals of the fields to serve him. Everything belongs to Nebuchadnezzar. Verse 7, and all the nations shall serve him and his son and his grandson. This is not going to be a short-term thing. It's going to be 70 years, we know for sure, right? Until the time of his own land comes, he's going to get his. That's not your problem. Your problem is that you have sinned against me and rebelled against me as a nation, and you've tolerated the false prophets and the false shepherds, and now you're going to be disciplined for a period of 70 years. And then Nebuchadnezzar will get his own. Then many, I'm at the end of verse 7, then many nations and great kings will make him their servant. And it will be that the nation or the kingdom which will not serve him, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and which will not put his neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, if you won't put this yoke on yourself, I will punish that nation with sword, famine, and pestilence. Sword, famine, or plague. Either when he attacks the city, he will kill you. Or when he besieges the city, you won't have anything to eat. You'll die of famine. Or the conditions will be such that you're going to have all kinds of disease. One way or the other, if you don't obey me, you're going to die. You're going to suffer, declares the Lord, until I have destroyed it by his, Nebuchadnezzar's, hand. This is severe punishment. But as for you, do not listen to your prophets, your diviners, your dreamers, your soothsayers, your sorcerers, who speak to you saying, you shall not serve the king of Babylon. For they prophesy a lie to you in order to remove you from your land. This will be the result. You will be removed from your land, and I will drive you out, and you will perish. But the nation which will bring its neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, I will let remain on its land, declares the Lord, and they will till it and dwell in it. No, you won't rule yourselves, but it's going to be a lot better if you just submit to my decree and my will. Verse 12, and I spoke words like all of these to Zedekiah, king of Judah, saying, bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him and his people and live. Why will you die, you and your people, by the sword, famine, and pestilence, as the Lord has spoken to that nation which will not serve the king of Babylon? So do not listen to the words of the prophets who speak to you, saying, you shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you. That sounds good, but it's not true. 15, for I have not sent them, declares the Lord, but they prophesy falsely in my name, in order that I may, this will be the result, I may drive you out and that you may perish, you and the prophets who prophesy to you. Then I spoke, okay, now priests, let's do the religious part of this. Then I spoke to the priests, to all this people, saying, thus says the Lord, do not listen to the words of your prophets who prophesied to you, saying, behold, the vessels of the Lord's house will now shortly be brought again from Babylon, for they are prophesying a lie to you. They're saying, and you're going to see this in Hananiah's prophecy in a couple moments, they're saying that Nebuchadnezzar is going to get defeated. God's going to defeat him. All the temple articles that he took the first time are going to be returned, and the ones that still remain are not going to be taken out. That's the false prophet's message. Listen, verse 17, do not listen to them. Serve the king of Babylon and live. Now, keep in mind how repulsive of a message Jeremiah is delivering to the people. That would be horrible. It would be the Wisconsinites are going to come to take over this whole area. The Green Bay Packer fans are going to take over this whole area, and you're going to serve them. And they're going to own your land. They're going to own your farm and your pharmacy and your everything we own. That's theirs now. And some of you, the best ones, the smartest ones, the professional ones maybe, will be taken away. The rest of us are going to be here doing whatever they tell us to do and working the land. But believe me, that's way better than having them kill you. And so it would be a hard pill to swallow. Verse 17, why should this city become a ruin? Now watch this, verse 18. But if they are prophets, and if the word of the Lord is with them, well, then let them now entreat the Lord of hosts, pray to God, that the vessels which are left in the house of the Lord, in the house of the king of Judah, and in Jerusalem, may not go to Babylon. Go ahead, pray whatever you want. Verse 19, for thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the pillars, concerning the sea, concerning the stands, concerning the rest of the vessels that are left in this city, which Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, did not take when he carried into exile Jeconiah, that's Jehoiakim, the son of Jehoiakim, that's who was king, and carried off into Babylon, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem, including Daniel and others. Yes, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that are left in the house of the Lord and in the house of the king of Judah and in Jerusalem. Listen, they shall be carried to Babylon. They're going to. And they shall be there until the day I visit them. When I'm done with this disciplinary action, then I will visit them. And then they'll come back when I say so, declares the Lord. Then I will bring them back and restore them to this place. Let's just keep plodding on. I know I'm going kind of fast, but I hope it's okay. All right, chapter 28. Now, it came about in the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year, the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azur, the prophet who was from Gibeon, spoke to me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and all the people, saying, so here's Hananiah, saying, like JD and I were standing there, standing before the people. Thus says the Lord of hosts, verse 2, the God of Israel. Listen to what he says now. Just stop there and appreciate the audacity for just a moment. Can you imagine a person standing with a lie in their mind? They may believe it's true, but it's not true. God did not send them. It is not a word from the Lord. But to be able to use those words, thus saith the Lord. And it is true that pastors get into pulpits Sunday mornings and do this very thing sometimes. Some pastors do this. And we're going to have to talk in a few moments about how do you discern who's telling the truth, who is bringing a word from the Lord. But Hananiah says, thus says the Lord, verse 2, the God of Israel, watch, this is the prophecy, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 years, I'm going to bring back to this place all the vessels of the Lord's house, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried to Babylon. I'm also going to bring back to this place Jeconiah, Jehoiakim, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and all the exiles of Judah. Daniel's going to come back. Who went to Babylon, declares the Lord. There it is again. He's claiming to speak in the Lord's name, the very words of God. For I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. So is Jeremiah going to say no? Verse 5, then the prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and in the presence of all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, amen. Whoa, good prophecy. May the Lord do so. That would be great. May the Lord confirm your words which you have prophesied to bring back the vessels of the Lord's house and all the exiles from Babylon to this place. That would be awesome if it were true. Verse 7, yet hear this word which I am about to speak in your hearing and in the hearing of the people. The prophets who were before me and before you from ancient times prophesied against many lands and against great kingdoms. They prophesied war and calamity and pestilence.